Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 12th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down 162 points, a drop of 1.3%. Investors, initially jazzed about Europe's new treaty, spent the weekend reading one article after another about the long road ahead before the euro crisis is actually solved. Couple that with the Fitch Rating Agency saying the summit last week won't do much to fix Europe's dangerous government debt, and down went shares. S&P 500 down 18 points, 1.5%. NASDAQ down 34 points, 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is down to 2.02%. Beyond Europe and beyond share prices today, there's the crucial matter of the real economy. Today, some hopeful news about the willingness of banks to lend. The Federal Reserve says that in the July to September quarter, lending to businesses went up a striking 10%, the highest since before the Lehman Brothers collapse. An economy without loans is like a salami sandwich without the bread and salami, and the Fed has been working to keep lending going, with many banks still gun-shy. But while commercial and industrial lending spiked upward, consumer credit went up only 2.2%, and real estate lending actually dropped. Michael Konzel is a fellow with the Roosevelt Institute in New York.
We want to split it between credit growth for businesses and investment and credit growth among consumers. And what we still see is what we've seen over the past several years, especially since the crisis started, is that consumers are paying down debts. They're deleveraging is the technical term. They're reducing their exposure to credit, which in practice means they're not spending money, they're not investing in their communities, they're not, you know, making the things that make the economy grow.
The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve meet tomorrow. Predictions are they'll keep rates at their super low levels, given all the evidence that the U.S. economy is growing, but not by much.
We don't need to go out searching for a reason why the economy is so weak. We had a really huge recession with a huge contraction in GDP. We've seen very anemic job growth that roughly keeps in line with population growth, and low overall growth. So with that in mind, you know, we would expect the economy to be very slow and sluggish right now. Now, these new numbers are a sign that we're starting to get going again, but we're nowhere near a point where the Fed can start calling off and saying, you know, we no longer have to worry about an unemployment crisis.
And while this may be an encouraging trend, one quick way it could stop this trend of increasing credit is if things get worse in Europe.
You know, we don't want to read too much in the tea leaves. There's a couple encouraging months of credit growth here, but this is not the sign that we are at a sustained growth, that we can kind of ease off what we're worried about with the crisis. It's still a sign that there's a lot of trouble out there.
Mike Konzel at the Roosevelt Institute. And Intel Corporation stock fell 4%. The chipmaker warned profits will be down because computer sales are down. Those sales are down in part because of the floods in Thailand, where they make computer hard drives. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is stronger today, not because food prices are up, but because there's word American farmers will see record profits this year. Strong demand for crops, livestock, and farm land, plus the big market for corn-based ethanol, came together to make a fine 2011 for farmers. The Department of Agriculture says U.S. crop sales will pass the $200 billion mark for the first time in U.S. history, and farm profits will top $100 billion. So what are farmers doing with the proceeds? Bloomberg says they're using the extra cash to pay ahead for equipment and new acreage, because as any farmer will tell you, not every year will be like this one. For more on the bumper crop and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.